Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. Come into the room, take a seat. Today I'm going to be doing a new segment on Kanye West. Right now, Kanye West has produced one of the biggest gospel albums out. It is number one, and it's probably going to go platinum, diamond, and any other number on the charts as far as like hit records, all right, and hit albums. I want to talk about this whole, if you Google Kanye West as in Boondocks characters, if you go and Google and type in Boondocks characters, you will see they have Kanye West on there as Uncle Ruckus, which I think is a slap in the face. There's no way that Kanye West is Uncle Ruckus, okay? Not every black man speaks for the whole black race. Black people come in all shapes, different sizes. Every black person does not share the same views or the same intellect, the same taste in music, the same dress code. And a lot of times in the African-American community, the black community, people are always trying to define what is a black person in America. And a lot of times, black people feed into this concept that if you're black, you must be Democrat. That is not true. Black people were not originally Democrats. We know that black people in America were originally Republicans. Okay, Kanye West has the right to have his own views on which political party that he wants to align himself with. Kanye West is a rich man. He's wealthy, not just in knowledge, but in spirit, in creativity. And he's always been a mastermind at going into the future and presenting something that is futuristic. What a lot of people don't understand right now, Kanye has tapped into the future. And he's done that time and time again with his music. 808s and Heartbreaks is still being repeated till this day. A lot of people are doing the auto-tune that he's been doing, the singing that he was doing during that time. 808s and Heartbreaks happened during the time period when his mom passed away. And he actually transformed and transcended music at that time. Then he came out with an album after that. I think it was the album with Blood on the Leaves. Yeezus album, and a lot of people call it trash, but if you go back to that album to this day, you'll find out that his artists mimicking his style. They mimic what he does. And Kanye, like I said, Kanye is going to lead a lot of people to Christ. A lot of people have lost their way, lost their religion, lost their faith, and the world is spiraling out of control. And a lot of times if you lose your faith, you lose your power, you lose your footing, you lose the foundation that actually created a stronghold for you. And Kanye has realized there's no amount of money that you can get or obtain in this world that can give you peace. He talks about his drug addiction of being on opioids. There's no amount of drugs that can actually give you peace. No amount of women that you end up sleeping with. We know Kanye West as a fashion icon. He's an idealist. You know, he talks about the Steve Jobs. He rambles about the arts, and he's rambling about a lot of the tech jobs and the future people, the people who are creating the future right now, because he's not where you are mentally. And a lot of times you have to pay attention to people that are like this, and people make fun of you because you're different, because you see a different viewpoint. But here's the thing. What you do for Christ will last. And he realizes that only what you do for Christ will last. So he makes this hit record. He goes in front of the church. He goes to New Birth. He goes to Howard University. He goes in front of all these people. He confesses his love for Christ. That's a man who is awakening his own spirituality and letting everybody know, hey, look, I love my God. And right now, a lot of people are blasting him for being a Christian. What it means to be a Christian and a man of faith and moving in the spirit and being Christ-like. Christ never used people who were perfect. If you look at the people that are in the Bible, they always had something about them that was different and that was off, you know. And Kanye is a modern day prophet almost, where God uses a person who has talent, who has the gift, who has the audience of everybody. And he makes an example and say, hey, look, this is what I'm going to bless you with. Now it's time for you to work for me. Now, we don't know how long Kanye is going to be on this path. He doesn't know, but he has confessed that he has a love for Jesus Christ and he's moving in the direction of saving his own soul. But people are saying, no, you're not a Christian. Now, look in the mirror while you judge Kanye West and see what kind of Christian you are. How many homeless people did you walk past today and you did not offer any kind of services, saying, hey, you know what, here's a dollar, here's, you know, can I get you something to eat? What friend do you have that's going through something that you're not helping? What are you doing for service for your own community? When was the last time you served your God? And you don't have to be Christian to be religious. Whatever your God is, you can be Muslim, you can be Jewish, you can be Asian. It doesn't matter what country you are from. Are you practicing your religion before you judge another man for confessing his love for his own God? Now, after you do that, evaluate the services that you're providing and the faith that you're walking in and how you're actually showing the world that you love your God. Because nobody is perfect in this world. We all come in this world, we're born to sin. It's only one person that has come to this world and shown an example that a man can pretty much do all of God's commandments. And that's Jesus. That's why we pray to Jesus. You know, and I love what Kanye West is doing. I hate the fact that there's people that are out here trying to define what is black. And if you don't walk a certain way, dress a certain way, talk a certain way, or go about a certain impression, then you're not black or you're not black enough. I'm tired of that rhetoric, because whenever you go to the hood and you've gone to college, you know, you're not hood enough. If you don't listen to a certain music, a genre, like the way they try to do Lil Nas X, who I love Lil Nas X, you're not country. You know, he wasn't country enough. So they tried to take him out of that category and put him into rap, when the whole Old Town Road song was clearly a country song. The people who were over the music industry tried to put Old Town Country Road inside of black categories, because everybody want to put you inside of a box. And right now, as African Americans are trying to put Kanye in a box by saying, okay, his political views, let's cancel him because he likes Donald Trump. That's who he likes. He likes Donald Trump. He likes Donald Trump because he had a relationship with Donald Trump before Donald Trump became the president. If me and you are friends before you get a position, why would I turn my back on you? Question your loyalty to your own friendship. Think about this. If you are friends with a person and then you get a good job, now that person is not your friend anymore. They were never your friend to begin with, and now they're jealous that you got that position. Kanye West has said time and time again that Donald Trump inspires him to do great things, because Donald Trump has zero political experience and he became the president of the United States. Wow. When does that happen? Hardly ever. You know what I'm saying? We're living in unprecedented times. Donald Trump might not be the most competent president that we've had, but we also know that George Bush did some messed up things. We also know that Bill Clinton created the crime bill that sent millions and millions of black people to prison. I'm not going to I am not defending Donald Trump. I am not a Donald Trump supporter, but I do love Kanye West's views. I like the fact that he is claiming his love for God, but I hate the disrespect that people are giving him and saying they're trying to call him a coon for his views. If he likes Donald Trump, why can't a black man be a Republican? I think that the Democratic Party would do more for black people if a lot of black people did not stand on one side of the fence. Because now both parties have to gain your attention. I don't think that Democrats actually do work for a lot of African American community, because they know we're always backing them. Now, if we were split up and we had a actual agenda to say, this is what we want for education, this is what we want for technology, this is what we want for retirement, this is what we want for pay scale, this is what we want for healthcare, this is a agenda that black people have come together collectively and gone to the White House and presented, and whichever party says that these are the things on our list that we're going to actually check off and respect black people on, then I think we'll move forward when it comes to legislation. Until then, as long as you take a side, why would I fight for you if I already know you on my side? They're not. So, you know, but hey, guys, that's going to end my segment today. I've done my rant. I saw this on Facebook. It said, Google Kanye West. If you Google Kanye West, you're going to see a picture of Uncle Ruckus, but it's going to be Uncle Ruckus, but it's going to be Kanye West's face. You can also check my link out at aceatnight.com. If you want to do a blog about it, let me know. And I'll put a blog up about it and we can chat about it there. All right.